Strive CEO calls it the worst day yet for digital credit. Strive Asset Management CEO Matt Cole called June 19th the most difficult day in the history of digital credit, after two of the market's flagship instruments dropped well below the $100 par value they are built to hold. STRC, the preferred equity issued by Strategy, fell to $82.50 before recovering to about $89. Strive's own SATA dipped below $93 and rebounded to roughly $97. Both moves came in a single session, according to CoinDesk's report and Cole's public statements. Cole's argument was direct. This was a forced selling problem, not a solvency problem. What happened today was a leverage liquidation event, not a deterioration in underlying credit quality, he wrote. A liquidation event and a credit event are not the same thing. Margin calls, not missed payments, STRC and SATA are income products. They pay double-digit yields and are engineered to trade close to a $100 par value, which makes them behave more like high-yield fixed income than like a volatile token. That design is exactly what draws leverage. Investors borrow to buy the instruments, collect the carry, and pocket the spread between their funding cost and the yield. That trade works until the price moves the wrong way. When STRC and SATA slipped, leveraged holders faced margin calls. Meeting those calls meant selling, and the selling pushed prices lower, which triggered more calls. Cole described it as a mechanical spiral disconnected from whether the issuers can actually pay. There is an old saying in income markets that the road to hell is paved with carry, he wrote, a nod to how crowded yield trades unwind faster than they build. He compared the episode to past blowups in leveraged treasury positions, where funds holding government debt, about as safe as collateral gets, still got liquidated when financing dried up. The point, even sound assets sell off hard when too many buyers are borrowing against them. The buyers who showed up at the lows, the recovery is the part Cole leaned on hardest. Both STRC and SATA drew heavy buying interest off their intraday lows, climbing back toward par within the session. He said Strive's dividend reserves remain intact, its credit profile is unchanged, and the company can meet its obligations and keep running its strategy. That snapback supports the liquidation read over the credit read. A genuine credit scare tends to leave prices depressed because the market is repricing the odds of getting paid. A forced selling flush tends to reverse once the leveraged sellers are cleared out and real money buyers step in at a discount. June 19 looked like the second pattern, at least by the close. Still, the distinction matters more to the issuer than to a leveraged holder who got stopped out at $82.50. For that investor, the difference between a liquidation event and a credit event is academic. The loss is real either way. That gap between the issuer's framing and the holder's experience is the friction every leveraged income market lives with. A stress test for the treasury company model. This sell-off sits inside a bigger story. Instruments like STRC are how Bitcoin treasury companies raise money. Strategy and its peers issue preferred shares and convertible notes, then deploy the proceeds into Bitcoin. The digital credit market Cole referenced is the funding layer underneath that entire model, and its health determines how cheaply these firms can keep buying. A single bad session does not break the model, but it shows how quickly the funding layer can wobble when leverage piles into yield products built to look stable. The same pressure showed up earlier in the week when STRC hit a record low at $89 before this session took it lower still. The backdrop did not help. As of June 19, 2026, Bitcoin traded at 62,380 WARS, down 2.9% on the day, with the broader market deep in the red and the fear and greed index at 19, firmly in extreme fear territory. Stress sentiment and falling collateral values are the exact conditions that turn a routine pullback into a liquidation cascade. For anyone holding stablecoins or chasing yield in crypto-adjacent income products, the lesson is the one leverage always teaches. A double-digit yield is compensation for risk, not a free lunch. And the risk often arrives not as a default, but as a forced sale at the worst possible moment.